And now you've got some new things going for Topgolf Naperville. Can you talk a little bit about some of these new initiatives that you got?
Sure, absolutely. The biggest thing is our partnership with football viewers. We've got a new game called the Field Goal Challenge, where we actually have a regulation goalpost out on our field. And that's just awesome. It's about 108 yards out, I want to say. It's a virtual game in the sense that if you're not awesome and you're not going to get it through the uprights, you can set it at 22 yards. So you kind of get a virtual perspective from the monitors, and then you look at the field goal, and then you're still hitting. You actually have 10 tries with as many practice rounds as you want to get it through. And I've got to tell you, when you're walking out on the tee line and you hear somebody ding one of the uprights, that is just the coolest sound ever. So a lot of fun.
So is that tracked then? Like the ball going through? It is. Okay.
Absolutely. Our Top Tracer technology will show, the trajectory of your ball, the carry, the speed, everything about it. So, the cool thing about Topgolf is we not only have the RFID balls that tell you the score within the segment of the targets, but Top Tracer, the cameras are actually, tracking your ball.
And so I guess the idea came from just the fact that you had a lot of football fans playing Topgolf, or is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Football season, probably not the most popular season headed into fall. And we thought, well, you're watching the Bears. Maybe they're winning, maybe they're not. Let's have something more fun to occupy your time, a new twist. So we'll have it up through the Super Bowl, then we'll take it down. But it's a new game. I want to say 50 of the venues, so about half, actually have the physical field goal post. Us in Schaumburg were fortunate enough to get that. So it's really cool, a lot of fun. It's been a big hit in the sense that, it's very scalable to the player's skill set. Kind of like Block Party. Block Party, is all about fun. No matter where you land on the field, you're going to get points. If you just keep hitting, one of the side nets, as long as you keep hitting in the same place, you're going to get massive points. Points equal fun. If you're with an avid golfer and they're aiming for the trenches, my buddy's aiming for the side, we all win. And that's really what it's about, is having a good time here at Topgolf Naperville.
So you made an important distinction there, right? Between sort of their, when I'm at Topgolf, you can see people of all kinds of ages and familiarity with golf. And I think a lot of our viewers and listeners are probably would be more like avid golfers. So I think one of the things that always stood out to me, and I don't know how long, this is a while ago, but I've played in a number of the winter leagues that start like January, February. And it was always surprising to other people that I'm playing in January, February out there. But I said, as long as the wind's not blown in your face, it's always good. I think typically it's like I've played in there up to like 20 degrees, maybe even a little colder, and felt fine because of the heaters. What kind of work do you guys put in and equipment do you have to make it so it's climate controlled even in the dead of winter?
Absolutely. So we're just finishing up fall leagues, getting ready for winter leagues. And it's such a cool thing for us. We have vendors come out, you've probably seen them, where they'll have prizes, they'll have swag, we theme them out. And again, that's one of those where you have avid golfers like yourself, along with guys that are just looking for something to do on a Monday night. But to answer your question, we have 2 and 3 overhead gas fired heaters that are putting out hundreds of thousands of BTUs. You'd love to see our gas bill. Nicor loves us. They're our neighbor. And it really does a great job. Like you said, super, super windy. It's a challenge everywhere. But other than that, even below 20 degrees, if it's not windy, you've got the heater over the mat where you're hitting, but also the heaters over the seating area to keep you warm. So when it gets below freezing, we basically run them all night. So when you come in the morning to play, that granite tabletop is nice and warm. It feels good to put your hands on. You're having your breakfast. It's it's a comfortable experience. So that really helps. Leagues wise, you know, it's always on first floor. The more avid golfers want to be at ground level, and it's a little more sheltered down there. But yeah, absolutely. It's a great spot. We have memberships, different platinum level memberships, where basically it's like a monthly or annually, you name it, you can come and play. And you know, we have some year round folks, but we have a lot of green grass course golfers that renew every fall, and then they work on their game the whole, you know, the whole off season, quote unquote, for courses, and then they feel sharp when they come out.
So that you bring up the idea of year round, and I'm sure for your job has to be very unique, because you're programming 365 days a year. How do you kind of, in your mindset, how do you look at getting people to Topgolf Naperville year round?
Well, you know, we have an awesome marketing department, and they're always promoting a new game like Field Goal Challenge or Block Party, new menu items. We've got a couple coming up. I got to test them in Schaumburg, but a barbecue twist tower where it's a giant tube full of French fries and honey barbecue Fritos topped with queso and briskets and onions. And you lift that tower out and it just all kind of comes out. We squirt barbecue sauce. So, I mean, that's a compelling reason for a lot of people to come to Topgolf. But for me personally, within our venue, we do a lot of outreach. So we're pretty active in the community, both from a volunteerism point of view, but also in our local chamber, CVB. Brand-wide, we have a partnership with First Tee. So that's a really cool way to develop golfers, new golfers. Another thing we do is we have a program with local high schools where at certain hours, they can basically bring their team in and play for free. So it's like perfect practice time, right? You can't go out to a range. Maybe the wind is howling, it's snowing, raining. They come to us, and that's really a cool thing. The other really neat thing we have is Tom Eddy is a PGA apprentice, and he's our on-site golf pro. So he's given lessons, and he's available 7 days a week. You know, we try and give him a couple days off, but Tom always wants to be out there. So that's just a great benefit for a newer golfer, or Tom shows up to league nights, and guys that really want to sharpen their skills and gals are out there doing that. Additionally, we're talking about this fall or winter, I guess, at this point. We'll do club fittings with Callaway, you know, our partner, or part of our wonderful brand. So Paul Schlimm will come out with all of his toys, and you can get custom fit, and we'll sell you clubs right there in a bay while you're having a beer. So it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of neat stuff going on. The other piece, you know, holiday wise, is a lot of holiday parties. So that kind of offsets our, you know, our slight decline in walk-in business because the kids are all in school. So a lot more events. Tom will be the on-site golf pro during events. We'll do tournaments, kind of like leagues, only, you know, a one-off couple hour thing. And it really, you know, it's more fun than going to a cocktail party or bowling, let's say. You know, anybody can do it. We've got this awesome club called The Sure Thing. I don't know if you've heard about it. It has an incredible, you know, the head is huge, right? It's not USGA approved. So, although I read as soon as we rolled it out a year ago, somebody swiped one in a venue and was trying to sell it on eBay for like $600, which is awesome, right? Great PR. But it allows everybody to get that, what we call shot euphoria. They're going to make contact with the ball. They're going to hear that cool pinging noise, and it's going to go up in the air. And that's really what it's about. Then they're having fun. They're going to want to come back and do it again.
So with Tom in taking lessons at Topgolf, I think two things kind of stand out, maybe three, right? You could do it year round. Number two would be the fact that, you know, you got Tom with you at the time, but three is also you're going to get feedback from, like you said, the RFID balls and the cameras and all that. Can you talk a little bit about the benefits of that, whether you're a seasoned player or maybe somebody just picking up the game, and why it makes sense to take lessons from Tom at Topgolf?
Oh, like you just put it, you know, with Top Tracer, you actually see your ball flight. So, you know, you can tweak it a little bit, and Tom's amazing. He can take anybody and get them to hit a little further, a little straighter, and be a lot happier with the experience. So, you know, you go to certain, I've been to other ranges where they bring equipment out and they have to set it up. Topgolf, you walk right in and go. It's also fun, you know, as we did in leagues, is you can play virtual courses, and that's a lot of fun as well. And you don't have to putt.
So you mentioned the first tee, you mentioned local high schools. I've also seen, I think on your Facebook page, you see posts about various charities having events tied to Topgolf. Can you talk a little bit about how your store, your location works with charities and how you're able to help both sides and get people into Topgolf, but also help them raise funds?
So a couple of things we do is our national charity number one is Make-A-Wish. So a portion of our donut wholesales go to that. But then additionally, we partner with local charities, whether it's Fry Family YMCA in Naperville, First Tee, as we talked about. One of our philosophies as a brand is to give back to the community. So we actually do volunteerism every month. We do X amount of hours. We're out at Feed My Starving Children. Not really golf related, but we're packing food that's being shipped all over the world. So it's fun to give back in that perspective. But yeah, the high school thing is it's a great deal, and it's great to see those kids out there. They have a blast. I mean, you think they're in a really cool place to get to practice.
So your background here is pretty extensive in terms of food and beverage and entertainment. You've done a lot of different things. Taking this role with Topgolf, I mean, from a golfer's perspective, it's hard to beat, right? It seems like such a fun place to be. From your perspective, from a business perspective, and having your experience, how has it been? Has it been an adjustment, or has it kind of been something you were able to kind of pick up on the fly and say, "Oh, I see all the value"?
It's been amazing. I ran a place. I could say this one because it's gone. ESPN Zone in downtown Chicago. I was the general manager there some years ago now. And a couple other entertainment brands, which I'm sure you've heard of if I mentioned them. So I'm used to the big box, right? It's more been around gaming, that kind of thing. So it's kind of a natural progression for me. It's kind of the holy grail of the hospitality leadership experience, what I get to do, because I mean, I have a 70 plus thousand square foot building, you know, over 400, we call them playmakers, hourly staff members, quite a few managers. And to get to support and lead a team like that, it is just, it's so fulfilling, right? And the thing is you're selling fun. You know, it's not like you're in a restaurant just selling a burger and a beer. You know, that's a cool part of what we do, and we have great burgers and awesome beer, but you're doing it with an experience, and people want to be there. They're there to celebrate. They're there just to come after work to sharpen their game. And for me, it's just every day is fun.
So Jim, I've kind of talked a little bit about the benefits. I think I've covered a lot of the things, at least from a core golfer's perspective. Are there any other features or events or innovations that you think golfers should know about that if they come out to Topgolf Naperville that they can experience?
So if they book online and book a reservation, they can pick their floor. So that's kind of a big, you know, going back to that avid golfer wanting our first floor. So that's just a little call out. The other thing is we restructured our pricing about, I want to say, 6 months ago now, and we call it half price pricing, Sunday through Thursday. Sunday, additionally, we call it Sunday Fun Day. We're really catering towards families. You know, we've got guys and gals running around in inflatable T-Rex suits, challenging you with a kids club, and We just make it a really good time, but there's a value component to it right now that's just, it's hard to beat. We're also doing, we did a thing called Summer Fun Pass where it had unlimited golf between certain periods, more or less. Not really a thing now, but we have the Play More Pass, where it's a subscription model. It's 3 months. You get 2 hours, a 2 hour gameplay per month. But every time you come in, you get a free appetizer. So you can basically, you get those 2 hours and you can have all the nachos you want, which is also awesome. So there's a lot of value in the experience and what we offer.